Not bad. New Rolling Stones with Angry came out today. They did a little press conference this morning with Jimmy Fallon. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. Went to Jersey this week. Had a good time. Just got back a couple of days ago. And, you know, it was fun. Ate and drank and, you know, relaxed on the beach. Pretty good time. A lot of good bands have been around. I went and saw Springsteen. And tonight over at the garden there is Duran Duran. And tomorrow night is Sting in Boston and George Thorogood up north in Hampton tomorrow night. So there's three great acts that you can see out there. They always put on a good show. I'm not going to make it to those ones this week, but, you know, if you get a chance, I've seen all of them. Duran Duran's fantastic and Sting's fantastic and George Thorogood, just amazing show, raucous show. And you had a chance to go out to a show this week. Those are three that I would pick for you. I'm going to play a little Girl Panic for you here from Duran Duran in anticipation of tonight's show there at the Garden. So if Simon LeBon, if you're listening out there, you want to call in and say hi, it's Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, 855-915-WMFO. Here's Girl Panic.
When you started the band some 30 years ago now, did you think you would last this long?
Damn, has it been 30 years? I had this yearning for hitting something real hard, and I thought it'd be kind of cool to be in a band as well. To not have hundreds of thousands of people screaming to your name, that's a lonely, lost feeling. People don't teach you how to be famous. Boom. Tour's over.
Roger, and I play drums in one of the coolest bands in the world.
My name's Simon LeBon, and I'm the front man for Duran Duran.
Where's the guitar player?
I'm sure you know we tend to change guitar players a lot, so I never really know who's going to show up. I'm not a member of Duran Duran.
Where's your favorite place to play when you're on tour?
London.
London?
Yeah.
So tell me about Girl Panic.
I think it's about a girl who... trying to drive a man crazy like the Dance of Temptation.
I wrote the last song. I take full credit for it.
Does he get the girl at the end? Probably not. Definitely know we've got a lot more music and albums that we want to do and different sounds that we haven't even touched upon yet.
Clayton, you have had some truly shocking reviews over your career.
Damn, love to read all of those.
You must be to some extent playing a kind of role when you go on stage.
For me, that's part of the art of being Simon LeBon.
Any addictions?
There were some episodes, but I'd rather not talk about them.
listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. Here's Sting.
7 weeks have passed now since she left me. She shows her face to ask me how I am. She says the kids are fine, that they miss me. Maybe I could come and babysit sometime. She says, are you okay? I was worried about you. Can you forgive me? I hope that you'll be happy. I say, I'm so happy that I can't stop crying. I'm so happy, I'm laughing through my tears. Saw a friend of mine, he said, I was worried about you. I heard she had another man. I wondered how you felt about it. I'm so happy that I can't stop crying. I'm so happy, I'm laughing through my tears. So my lawyer, Mr. Good News, he got me joint custody and legal separation. I'm so happy that I can't stop crying. I'm laughing through my tears. I'm laughing through my tears. I took a walk alone last night. I looked up at the stars to try and find an answer in my life. I chose a star for me. I chose a star for him. I chose two stars for my kids and one star for my wife. Something made me smile. Something seemed to ease the pain. Something about the universe and how it's all connected. Should be with his mother. Everybody knows that. We can't afford to do but babysit sometimes. So that friend of mine, he said, you look different somehow. I said, everybody's got to leave that darkness sometimes. I said, I'm so happy that I can stop crying.
Listen to my records all day, with big ambitions of when I could play. My parents taught me what life was about, so I grew up the type they warned me about. They said my friends were just an unruly mob, and I should get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob. Get it together like your big brother Bob. Why don't you get a haircut, get a real job? I even tried that 9-to-5 scene. I told myself that it was all a bad dream. I found a band and some good songs to play. Now I party on.
this chick, she was my number one fan. She took me home to meet her mommy and dad. They took one look at me and said, oh my God, get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob. Get it together like your big brother Bob. Richer than my big brother Bob, but he's got a haircut, he's got a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob. Get it together like your big brother Bob. Why don't you get a haircut?
As George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers, they are playing Hampton Beach tomorrow night. Sting is also playing in Boston at the Fenway tomorrow night. And Duran Duran is in town tonight at the old Boston Garden, whatever the hell it's called now. I don't know. You can look it up. You got a phone. You got a computer in your pocket. Look it up. My name's Chris Earle, and the show is Time Travel with Chris Earle. And here with you until 7 p.m., so I got 42 minutes left to thrill you and win you over. How about something about... American Mavericks? Let's do American Mavericks. This is from Irrational Public Radio, an interview with a stabber.
Starting this fall on Irrational Public Radio, we all know our neighbors, our coworkers, the kid who makes our bagel sandwich. But what about that guy who yells at birds? The woman responsible for smearing garbage in your child's hair? American Mavericks reveals the stories of people who've taken the road less traveled.
So, you're like a stabber, like you literally stab people.
I have, yes.
Like, I'm just trying to understand, because, you know, you see people on TV stabbing people, but it's pretend. Mm. But you do it for real. Is that okay to say?
No, that's...
Sorry. I mean, I don't want to be that girl who's all like, oh, you shouldn't stab people, but
yeah.
You shouldn't, right? Is that...
Okay? Yeah, that's totally legit. I've killed, like, over, like 16 people, but one of those that I actually stabbed actually fell off a bridge, and that's what actually killed him, so I don't...
Oh, right. So it's... So right.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, do you count that?
Exactly.
So wait. Do you have a special stabbing knife?
No. Yeah, a lot of people, just whatever's around and you know, sturdy.
Right, I was going to say, because otherwise then they see you coming with your big bloody stabbing knife and they're just like,
Look out, it's that stabbing guy.
And you're more than that, I'm sure.
Thank you, yes. Have I stabbed people? Yes, I have to own that, because it's a choice that I made a bunch of times. but I'm sick of being just the guy who stabbed a whole bunch of people. I also, you know, I run a knife sharpening business. I collect other people's blood. I make my own barbecue sauce. There's a lot to me if you get to know me.
I'm sure that's true. I mean, I wish more people would take the time.
Well, a lot of them end up stabbed.
Oh, I'm sorry. You sound very brave.
Thank you.
American Mavericks, Wednesdays at 4 and again at 4.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m.
Yes, indeed, it's fun time, fun time.
Using the CD.
Well, I'm that kid in the corner. Oh,
the rock and the shoe show.
This is the Beastie Boys on the Saturday the 9th. They are having Beastie Boys Town Square. They are turning the corner of whatever it is. It's like 57th Street or whatever, 59th Street. I don't know. Look it up. Anyway, they're turning it into Paul's Boutique. They're having a little boutique, and they're releasing Hello Nasty. 25 years of that album came out in 1995. So that's something else you can do this weekend if you feel like going down to the city. And you can they got all kinds of pop-ups there. And Ad Rock and Mike D are going to be there. And they're going to be, there's a DJ. They're probably going to do some songs. I'm like, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So Beastie Boys weekend starts this Saturday down in New York. So that's the Beastie Boys there. So that is what is going on this week. I normally don't do stuff like that, but I'm like, wow, there's four things that I would love to do this week that normally I would be doing, but I'm not going to because I've got other things to do. This next one is Carole King with I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet. It's actually I Just Feel the Earth Move. I added the Under My Feet just because I can. That's all. Here you go. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel, here with you for another half an hour. We had quite a few musicians pass away this past week. We had Gary Wright, and we had Jimmy Buffett, and we had the singer of Smash Mouth, I believe his name was was Mark. Let me see what his last name is. I'm going to make sure I get that one right. It's a nice thing to do since he passed away. Yeah, so his name was Steve Harwell. Steve Harwell, that's who just passed away from Smash Mouth. So I'm going to play a few songs from Smash Mouth, Jimmy Buffett, and Gary Wright for you. And these next three off of these artists that passed away this past week. You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
Smash Mouth, so rest in peace. Steve Harwell from Smash Mouth, lead singer there, died at 56 years old this past week. This next one, Jimmy Buffett, with probably my favorite Jimmy Buffett song, Volcano, here on Time Travel.
Smoke up in the sky. girl quickly said to me, man, you better watch your feet. Lava come down soft and hot. You better love me now or love me not. Let me say now, I don't know. I'm worth, 'cause I just left the planet Earth. Where I go, I hope there's rum. Not to worry, monsoon come. Now I don't know.
WMFO in Medford. Next one is for Gary Wright. He passed away this week. Most people know him from the other song, not this one. I'm going to play Love is Alive for you here on Time Travel. People know him as the Dreamweaver, but he also did this one. Here you go.
Thank you.
As Gary Wright normally does that dream weaver, but that was the other hit, Love is Alive. Great song. I don't know if I prefer that one to the other one. They're both pretty great, but he passed away this week as well. Yeah, that's what happens when you get older. It's like three a week, everybody. Three a week. Anyway, yeah, the next ones I'm going to put on here. I still got a little time. I got 19 minutes left, so play a couple from the Eagles and Steely Dan. They are here next week. They're playing on the 11th and the 13th. Supposedly, it is the long goodbye tour, and it's supposed to be the last tour for the both of them because they're pretty much down a member, and they're going to be like the Who. It's going to be like Who's Left tour. It's like two of them are dead. Who's left? So anyway, Disco Strangler and then something else that I'm going to pick. That's what's going to happen. Here you go. There's the Disco Strangler, the Eagles, and I promised you a little Steely Dan. Here you go. It's Pig. I'm sorry, a Peg. Peg. P-E-G. Peg. Rhymes with leg.
Your big debut is like a dream come true.
That's nice, isn't it? Usually their lyrics are pretty dark. That one's pretty peppy. That's Peg. Steely Dan. Here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you another 12 minutes, 11 minutes. Oh boy. I gotta think of three crackers, you know, three good ones. I got one. It's Blue's Image. I'm going to play some Blue's Image. I'm like... get out on the boat, everybody. It is 90 degrees all week, and you get a chance to get out on a boat. You should, and that's all I got to say about that. That's all I have to say about that, Jenny. Get out on a boat and eat some chocolates with Blue's Image, Jenny. Forrest Gump, as performed by Chris Earle. Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m.
73 men sailed up from the San Francisco Bay. Rolled off of their ship, and here's what they had to say. We're calling everyone to ride along to another shore. We can laugh our lives away and be-
Yeah, man. Makes you feel like you're out on the water, right? All right, time travelers, two more for you. Midnight Oil. This one goes out to my love.
In a country that we call home, in a land of skin and bone, there's a place that's hardly known. Mountains appearing with the sun, rivers a lot their westward run, night is draining from the firmament. Broken down on a branch line somewhere south of the map of the world. There is no end to the world that I see. There is no end to the world that I see. There is no is hard, it gives no quarter here. The up cannon garrison falls down, you cannot hear the church bell sound, and the sun beats down and gives no sanctuary.
From Midnight Oil, from Capricornia, from 2002, that is The World That I See. My name is Chris Earle. The show has been Time Travel. Melomax is coming up next. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Have a good week, time travelers. Here's Tom Petty.
Don't need to change. there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. Yeah. Well, some folks say they're gonna hang him so high, 'cause you just can't do what he did. There's some things you just can't put in the minds of those kids. As we celebrate mediocrity, all the boys upstairs wanna see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. There goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants.